Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 7, slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. R.L. Creamer makes the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that he is a resident of Albany, Georgia, that he is acquainted with Mac Parkus, who works for Mr. Sam Parkus, who operates a livery stable and sales barn in Albany, that between the time of the murder of Mary Fagan and the trial of Leo M. Frank, exact date this deponent cannot state, deponent was standing in front of Mr. Sam Parkus's place of business on Broad Street, in the presence of Mac Parkus and others, including a party by the name of A. Hensley. Said Hensley is the same party whose picture appears on page 2 of the Atlanta Georgian issue of August 26th, and on page 2 of the Georgian of the same paper of August 22nd as a juror in the Frank case. At said time and place, deponent heard said Hensley express his conviction that Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan. His exact language was, "There can be no doubt that Frank is guilty. I know he is guilty," referring to the murder of Mary Fagan. Deponent stated too, said Hensley, "It is queer that a man of Frank's standing could be guilty of such a crime." Hensley said, "Without a doubt he is guilty." Deponent said, "What do you mean by without a doubt?" Hensley answered, "Positively without a doubt to my mind or to anyone else's." Mac Parkus makes the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that he is a resident of Albany, Georgia, and is connected with Sam Parkus, who runs a livery stable and sales barn in Albany, that between the time of the murder of Mary Fagan and trial of Leo Frank, he heard a party discussing the case in front of the place of business of said Sam Parkus in Albany, Georgia, in the presence of this deponent and others, including one R.L. Creamer, a resident of Albany, Georgia. Said party, whose deponent recollects as being named Hensley, and whose picture appears on page 2 of the Atlanta Georgian of August 23rd, and on page 2 of the Atlanta Georgian of August 26th, as being one of the Frank jury, expressed himself as being convinced of Leo M. Frank's guilt of the murder of Mary Fagan. The exact language used by said party deponent does not recall, but his recollection is that he used the words, "I believe Frank is guilty," referring to the murder of Mary Fagan.